Umurmu wasfa, tatsavidu vareniyam, bargu devasya limahi, iyuyona prachodaya. Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodayat Om Bhargo vasva Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodayat Om Bhargo vasva Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi
This is Taunton's 107.m. Welcome to the Meditation Show. I'm Andy Sprague from the Sangha House. So each week we sit down, we meditate together at 8 o'clock on a Sunday evening. What are we doing? Well, this show is all about meditation, which is a pretty wide subject. Here we're focusing on the Buddhist tradition, very experiential. Each week we have a particular topic, and this week's topic we're looking at relaxing the mind, which relaxes the body. It's a fascinating subject, and it poses a bunch of questions which come up almost immediately. First of all, what is meditation? It can be many things. It can be a spiritual practice, can be just a stress relief. Here, I leave this to you, actually. You can use it in whatever way you wish to, but what you must be is fully present. That is where we get the benefit from in our meditations here. So you want to be awake, you want to be upright, in a good posture, nice and comfortable, so that the mind is good and fresh, and you can concentrate on the meditation subject. So probably one of the first questions that comes up here is, well, why are we talking about the body? I thought this was all about the mind. Well, if you think about it, whenever you do anything with your body, it's the mind that leads you. Let me give you an example. Hold your hand up. Hold it up and just ask yourself how you feel. Now, clench your fist. Clench it real tight. How do you feel now? What's going on? You straight away feel tension come through the body. And it's triggered by those automatic systems that we've evolved in our bodies. Now, we can use this the other way around because, of course, to release that fist, it's the mind that tells it to release. Now, when that happens, it's the mind that's relaxing. The mind relaxes and then the body relaxes. So by focusing on the body, we can learn to relax the mind. And that's really powerful for us. It's a real good tool. We're going to learn to use it in the meditation. So you need to set yourself up. You need to be nice and comfortable. Do shut your doors. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Let your family know this is your time. And turn your phone off. That's really important. Now, it's all about the body. You want to be in a comfortable posture. You don't want to be lying down. You will fall asleep if you do that. So get yourself nice and comfortable. You're going to be working with the sensations in the body, particularly the muscles, learning to relax them with the mind. So we're going to play some nice gentle music now. Why don't you set yourself up for your meditation, make sure your seat's nice and comfortable, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back. So we're going to go into the meditation now. And remember, the topic this week is looking at relaxing the mind by relaxing the body. So obviously the body is going to be very pertinent here, so do get yourself nice and comfortable. Nice upright posture, settling in. We're going to be meditating for about 40 minutes, so you do need to be comfortable here. You can sit on a cushion on the floor if you have that flexibility. It is good to get in contact with the ground, to be grounded. But that can be uncomfortable for people. Don't push yourself. There's nothing wrong with sitting on a chair, so settling down. You want an upright posture. So you kind of just let the head float up a little, and this brings strength into the spine. So make sure those doors are shut. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed and the phone's off. So settling down, and we're going to start by closing our eyes. So just have your gaze slightly below the horizon with your eyes closed. We're settling in. And tune in to the space around you. Feel the room, first of all. We're going to engage with our bodies here. We're going to experience our bodies. And the only way to do that is through our senses. And certainly the sense of touch is going to be the most relevant one. Because we're going to pay attention to sensations in the body. So here we can just get used to tuning into our senses. So feel the space around you. Little noises from the distance and close by, just let them come. Just let them passively enter you. Might be smells. Perhaps you've lit some incense. Just let that enter. Even now, most importantly, getting into a practice of letting go of the thoughts. Thoughts often appear in our mind as dialogue, so just quietly notice it and let it go. Don't put too much stall in those thoughts, just let them go. Just sit quietly for a moment, just experiencing the space around you. Even here we start to become aware of the body sitting in this space. You can notice where you end and space begins, so the surface of the skin. Normally when we look at ourselves, the boundary between ourselves and space seems hard, but when we close our eyes, that boundary softened. Just notice that. So we're going to start with our body scan. This is where we take our awareness, our mind, through the body. So we're looking to experience sensations through the body. It's really important that we look for direct sensations. We're not creating some visualization here about the body. We're actually experiencing it directly. And we work from the feet up to the top of the head. In my practice, I've found that if I go the other way, it makes me feel a little sleepy. Whereas if I work from the feet up, it wakes me up. So settling down, take a couple of nice deep breaths. And take your minds down into your feet. Really tune in. What can you feel? Tiny little sensations. And work inside the feet as well as on the surface. So the muscles and the sinews. Feeling as much as you can. And work across the soles of the feet. Up over the heel. And up through the ankle bones. Now you will find there's areas of the body where the sensations aren't as obvious. So you have to work harder, really go in. Study, experience. And as you travel, notice tension. You want to find that tension in the body and let it go. If you really work on this, put the mind's focus into letting go in the body, the mind will relax. Work up into the shins and the calf muscles, big muscle groups here. You might find tension in them. Even if there's not visible tension, still see how much you can relax. See how much you can let go in that muscle. It's always possible to relax more. There's always tension there. Let go. Work up into the knees. Now you might find as you travel little distractions, little bits of discomfort or pain. And what's often accompanied by that is tension. When there's pain, we tense around it to protect it. Notice that process going on when it arises and use it as another opportunity to practice letting go. Notice it with interest. Soften and let go. And we work along the thighs and the hamstrings all the time. Where is there tension? Soften and let go. And up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. There's a real opportunity here to feel the pull of the earth, to let it pull us, to sink into the seat. Feel yourself getting heavier, releasing, relaxing. as you settle and sink, let the head float up. Bringing a gentle upright feeling in the spine. Don't think of pulling the head up. Think of letting it float up so it doesn't bring tension into the spine. But there is gentle tone and strength there. And that will help keep the mind fresh. Now take your awareness into the stomach and the heart space. This is where emotions sit. Emotions are energy. They carry with them physical symptoms, often tension. So just notice what's going on in your stomach and your heart space. Notice the emotion that's sitting there. And see if that's contributing to sensations in the body. Is it creating tension? When you find that tension, let go. Just using the mind to tell the body to relax. We come up to the shoulders. Often we carry a lot of tension in our shoulders. It's where we carry the stress of our lives. So it's a real opportunity here to work on stress. Use the mind to soften the shoulders. Feel them dropping. Feel them letting go. No need to hold on. Let go. Let that feeling, that awareness travel down the upper arms, down through the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. Even in the hands and fingers, we can find tension. Subtle tension in a finger. Just using the mind to explore and let go of that tension. Come back up to the head. And just explore the scalp for a moment. Even here, the sensations. What can you find? What can you feel? And soften the face. Relax the face. Lots of tension in the face. Let it go. When you really work hard, it's amazing how much tension you can find in your face. down the eyes and the frown and the jaw. Soften it all. So through the body, as many thousands of sensations we'll have just experienced, we bring all this together now. All of these sensations, plus your emotions, sitting in this space. Just take a moment again to tune into that, to feel all of this collective nature. So we're going to keep in touch with this body, but we're going to use the breath to help us to develop this sense of letting go. So just bring your awareness into the breath. In other words, the physical sensation somewhere in the body, probably in the lower belly. Just tune into it for a moment, just feel it. Come and go. In breath, the out breath. Tune into the sensation of the transition between the two. Look at that tiny little moment when an in breath becomes an out breath. Just feel that for a moment. Don't alter the breath. Just breathe. And we're going to use a word to help us with this. And the word is soften. So as you breathe in and out, on each out breath, hear the word soften. And let it have its effect on the body. As you breathe, just paying attention to where you have tension in the body. Let that word instruct it to release and let go. Thoughts will come up, let them go. Just the breath, just the body. Soften. Notice if the mind resists this. The mind wants to play, it wants to think, it wants to plan, it wants to worry, all these things. Just focus on the body. As you breathe gently, soften. The mind telling the body to soften with each out-breath. Thank you. We're going to increase our awareness, increase our concentration a little now by letting go of the word. So we're going to stay focused on the breath wherever we're feeling it. And with each out-breath, just feel yourself letting go. It's almost like you're breathing the stress out of the body, breathing the tension out of those muscles. See if you can let go a little bit more with every single out-breath. Staying focused on the breath, letting go of tension. All the time, being vigilant, noticing when thoughts come in, get in the way of the meditation. When you capture those moments, notice how tension creeps back in. Start again, breathing out, letting go of tension, easing out those muscles. Just the breath. Breathe out tension. Breathe out stress. Our work is important, our lives are important, but there's no need for them to interfere with our meditation right now. When thoughts come in relating to worries, problems, plans, etc., notice them, let them go. Tell them you'll come back to them later. Breathing out that stress, breathing out that tension. The mind telling the body to relax and let go. With each breath. The mind softens the body, the mind softens. With each breath, let go a little bit more. Softening, relaxing. Notice if you have tension in the heart space. You can relax here too. Concentrate on letting go in the heart. Soften with each breath. Relax and let go into each and every cell and fiber in the body. Using the breath to focus the mind, to tell the body to soften. In this way, the mind relaxes. Gently relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into the room. Still with your eyes closed, just check in with yourself, see how you feel. See how the mind feels. Sense of spaciousness now. We can use this approach even in our daily lives. When we're in a situation with stress, tune into the breath, find the breath. And on each out breath, feel yourself just relax a little. Take time. Even in a heated argument, tough negotiation, allow yourself time. It can help. It can diffuse situations. Develop a habit of watching out for tension and stress and breathing it out. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You've been listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Andy Spragg on The Meditation Show. I hope you have a lovely week. I'll be back next Sunday. Bye for now.